who wiped off her table and set the next plate down in front of her. She thanked him, and he looked startled that she noticed and appreciated what he did. Taking a bite of the food on her plate, she realized that it was the small things that often went unnoticed and unappreciated in this day and age, and people need to remember that without the small people to keep the wheels turning, nothing would get done. She made a vow to herself that no matter what kind of money she was marrying into, she'd never forget her roots, or let any future children she had forget where their mother had come from. Respect for the hard-working man and woman was an important value. She finished her meal in peace and eagerly went to the sleeping cars, ready to fall asleep the minute her head hit the pillow. Jane was getting close to Colorado City. From there, she'd take a coach to the man's ranch house. While he had businesses in more than one state and territory, his home base was here in Colorado. He'd told her he hadn't had to travel much for work anymore, which is why he was settling down and looking for a bride, ready to be a family man. Looking out the window at the open fields as far as the eye could see, she watched wild horses running free. She'd heard of wild packs of horses, but she'd never seen them before. Fascinated, she noticed